Well, this Saturday is the Chinese New Year. It's going to be celebrated all over the city, but this year it'll also be celebrated at the restaurant in the West Loop. One Fun Chinese and Two Fun Chinese bring Sichuan cuisine to the West Loop, Randolph Street. But One Fun's not your typical Chinese restaurant. It's the newest restaurant from Austin Baker and his partner chef, Ben Ruiz. Baker is no stranger to the city's culinary scene. He was a part of the Hog Salt family and helped open the famed Au Cheval, as well as his own restaurant, the critically acclaimed Bar Marta in Humboldt Park. But One Fun and Two Fun Chinese, yep, two restaurants in the building, are a departure for Baker, and he joins me in studio tonight. Austin Baker, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I've been talking about your restaurant for about a week and a half now, as I loved it. I thought it was great. And what I really loved about it, I talked about right before the news, was just the fact that you seem to be bringing a different type of Sichuan food to Chicago. Explain the concept behind this restaurant.
Sure. So One Fun Chinese is a Sichuan restaurant. Two Fun is more the cocktail lounge above it. We tried to focus on what we experienced when we were in Sichuan, in Chengdu, primarily in China. And what we found was a lot of Sichuan restaurants, especially people who are opening them like us, were focusing on just the spiciness of it. And when we were in Chengdu...
Is that what's usually when you think of Sichuan food in Chicago? Yeah. You just think spicy.
Even Chinese people in other parts of China are like, oh man, you're going to Chengdu, it's going to be so spicy. It's too spicy.
Too spicy.
It's too spicy. People in Beijing, like, it's too spicy. And okay, so we went there and it was really about eating and it was about balance. So that was really, that's kind of...
What do you mean by balance?
It's not just spicy. So there's something called mala there where it's a term that means spicy and numbing. So the Sichuan peppercorn is a different type of spiciness that numbs your mouth. So that, coupled with the traditional chili, which actually comes from the Americas, gives you this mala, what they call mala reaction. And it's both those. And it's a balance of that. And it's not just that. So a lot of people have come back and taken that to the extreme. We tried to balance that as what we saw there. It's supposed to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's not just supposed to rip your face off. There are dishes that are hotter than other dishes, and
but it's interesting because balance is such a big, and it's a big part of Chinese culture and Asian culture as well. But this concept of what we have stripped away from it and brought to the Americas, where we're like, they got this thing that makes it really hot, make it as hot as possible.
Sure.
But that's really not at the center of Sichuan food.
Right. No. To me, in Chengdu, it was about eating and living, and that whole premise of life was what really drew us to it. And the flavors are very complex and delicious and balanced again, but it's so much more deep than just being spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more than that.
Talk about you opened Bar Marta, Au Cheval. I mean, those, there's once a sort of a French bistro. The other, what would you say is Bar Marta? That's a
neighborhood Italian American.
Yeah. I mean, but in both cases, you're not necessarily going to Paris to check out the bistro, or maybe to Rome to get an Italian feel for it. Talk about how important it is for you to be one with the culture that you are serving when you talk about the cuisine that you're serving.
Sure. Well, anytime we open a restaurant, and especially something as different and as foreign to us as Chinese. I've been cooking Italian and French food my whole life, for the past 15 years. So opening Bar Marta is very comforting and recognizable for me. And opening One Fun and Two Fun Chinese was completely different. And that's exactly why we did it. We didn't want to open another restaurant that there's an abundance of in Chicago.
Right, right.
We wanted to do something different. So it was extremely important in this instance and in every other instance, but really in this one to go there and see it. And, you know, it's a long ways to go. And we spent a lot of time there. We went to the Culinary Institute, but it was really necessary. Like, and it's necessary for us to go back and to continue to pursue the cuisine. We've only scratched the surface.
I'm talking with Austin Baker, his restaurant, One Fun and Two Fun Chinese, both in the West Loop and Randolph, right at Randolph and, was it Peoria?
Yeah.
It's right, yeah, right at Graziano's, right next to Graziano's, the great deli right there. You know, I mentioned in the lead, you've had such a great run here in Chicago, whether Bar Marta, but also Au Cheval opening with Hog Salt. What have you learned from those experiences? Because Au Cheval is considered in Chicago to be one of the restaurants in which, you know, I mean, 3-hour waits, 4-hour waits, a cheeseburger everybody talks about around the country. I mean, what do you learn from working in that environment that you take with you?
I mean, I learned a lot from Hog Salt and Brendan, the business side of it. Before that, I was in Asia working in a small resort, very high-end resort. Before that, I was in a very fancy French restaurant, Le Bernardin, for 3 years and in New York. And those were all places.
Famous restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, great place. Awesome experience. And that's where I learned how to sharpen my knives and how to cook and how to be clean and efficient and flavors. And Hog Salt taught me how to translate that all to people and how to be a successful business.
How so, when you say to translate that to people? I mean, what is it about, and I don't want to spend too much time on Au Cheval, but I mean, what is it about an experience that has a restaurant, for people who are listening right now who haven't had the experience to go to a restaurant, for them to go, it's a 3-hour wait. It's
right.
Ridiculous. But like, what is it that people will go, okay, put my name on the list.
I think it's a 3-hour wait because it touches on a memory and it touches on something that's recognizable. And I think it's the same at Wanfun. It's a wait because it's Chinese food that it's a smaller group of people who've had it, but once they've had it, they want it again. And you know, when I grew up in Iowa, we had this place called the Egg Roll House, and I will never forget those egg rolls. They were actually still some of the best egg rolls I've ever had. And there's a reason why there's these amazing Chinese restaurants spread all across the U.S. There's a long history in it. And I think whatever you – if you can open a restaurant that touches on people's past and their memories, you're going to be okay.
For you, you had a traditional, if you will, sort of ascension in the business. You talked about working in the resort or working in New York City, but you've gone from, you know, being the chef to now you're talking about, okay, I'm learning the business side. You know, I'm at my own restaurant in Humboldt Park. Now I'm back on in the West Loop where all the action's at. Which is there a part of the business that you prefer over the others? I mean, would you be content with saying, all right, you know what, just set me up, put the orders in front of me and let me cook?
Yeah.
Or are you the kind of guy that's like, no, I like going out to the tables. I like...
I go back and forth. You know, like, last weekend, we were... Chef Ben was out doing an event, and so I got to expo, and we were so busy. He was down prepping, and I got to stay up and expedite. And at the end of the night, I was like, I haven't been that happy in a long time. That felt really good.
It's good to jump in for
and
one
we
night,
we don't
right?
do anything else and just do these two. It's really the interaction with the guests, and that's what's great about Wanfun. It's an open kitchen, so you're right there. You're running food to the guests and seeing their reaction and seeing if they're happy or not. And all your hard work kind of pays off in that moment. And that's why I do it.
You know, for you at Wanfun, one of the things I really liked about it is the service was, and this is something we've talked about on the show, just about how we've seen a little bit of a dwindling in the way that service is done. But your servers have a task. And the task is to explain Szechuan food in a way that you want them to consume it. Because I could easily look at your menu and see a Kung Pao chicken, see a fried rice, see, you know, some sort of fish thing, and be like, yeah, you know what? I know what I'm doing. I love the Kung Pao. But the server was more about sort of expanding. I mean, how important is it for you guys to tell the story of your restaurant through your servers when people come in?
It's important to a point. Like, we do want to educate, but we also... We don't want that to impede on just having a good time. If you want to come in and just get, you know, spring rolls and a fried rice, and absolutely. Like, if you're happy with that, we're happy with that. If you want to dive a little deeper, we're here for you. Like, I think that's my stance on it.
That's your stance on it?
Yeah.
Austin Baker, my guest. We're talking about Wanfun Chinese, Tufun Chinese, both in the West Loop on top of each other. Tufun is the cocktail bar. Wanfun is the restaurant at Randolph and Peoria in the West Loop, right next to Graziano's. You know, I'm interested in what you guys are going to do for Chinese New Year. I mean, this is new for you. I mean, this is like we talked about. I mean, you spent time in Asia. How much from working in resorts, you know, and working in just Asian culture, are you leaning on for your experience to deliver Szechuan food in Chicago?
Very little. I mean,
really?
Yeah. My time in Asia was in Bhutan, small hamlet of a country, in the Himalayas, and I worked at a very fancy resort. And there's definitely some crossover in the style of food and a lot of dumpling making there. But what we're doing is, and what Ben is doing is, it's very much different than what I was doing in Bhutan. Culturally, there's some realizations that I made there, I would say. But that probably affects me more as an individual than it does really the food. Chinese New Year's, we're pulling on a lot of traditional things. We're doing some fun stuff with red envelopes and satsumas. And the night of, we're having a pretty big party upstairs.
What are the details?
They're kind of underground.
It's underground.
Yeah, we can't.
That's right. Only for you on the blowtorch 50,000 watt radio station do you get the information. No, but do you feel like there is more of a responsibility for you to get Chinese New Year's right? You know, to not sort of bastardize it and make it sort of an American thing where we're having a party and we got red envelopes, but the music's kicking in. It's not the same. This is just a party. Or are you the kind of guy from your experience of going to the Sichuan province and experiencing Chinese culture that you feel like you want to make it authentic?
We definitely want to make the food as authentic as we can. And kind of educate people that way. I don't think I'm too worried about making New Year's that authentic. It's a celebration just like our New Year's.
Just a celebration.
It's actually a better celebration. They do it for 2 weeks traditionally. Nowadays, they only really take a week off.
See, that's where you got to do 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'd love to take a 2 week party. we pull on some of the traditional things. We'll have a DJ and have a good party upstairs. And we'll adjust some of the menu downstairs to fit for Chinese New Year's.
You know, I was reading some stories that were put together when the restaurant launched in November, and there was, you know, there seemed to be at least some interest paid to authenticity, the idea of this is the Sichuan province, is this authentic Sichuan food. And you talk a little bit about the idea of blending it, the idea of there is this authentic food, but it's also being met with some great chefs here in Chicago and yourself, sure. Like to change it up. Talk about that process of learning what the authentic food is and twisting it.
Yeah, I think the most important part first is learning the authentic version, going and trying the authentic version, seeing what it's like, and then the other half of it is learning what your consumer base wants and finding that middle ground. Or sometimes it's not a middle, some dishes don't change at all and they're super authentic and they offend some people, and other people just sometimes I'm surprised. Like, for instance, the mouth-watering rabbit, it's pretty traditional, it's pretty close to what we had, and I didn't think people would like it here, and they love it, and everybody orders it, and it's very mouth-numbing. It literally makes your mouth water. It has a lot of that Sichuan peppercorn, and it's a chilled pulled rabbit salad. Didn't expect that. Didn't think that people would like it. Pretty traditional dish. But then there's things like the Chongqing fried chicken, where in China, Chongqing is a city close to Chengdu. It used to be part of Sichuan province. Now they split it apart because it's a lot of people. That dish, flavor-wise, we're pretty close to what we had in China, but we don't chop our chicken up really small with the bones in it. We leave it whole like an American style fried chicken. To me, the whole debate about authenticity, I love talking about it, but it's not the end all be all. Like, cuisine isn't stuck. It shouldn't be stuck. It's always changing. Sichuan cuisine is only 300 years old. They didn't have chilies until Columbus brought them from America. So how authentic can it be? How far back do we go?
Right.
And have this conversation. Like, if we go too far back, it doesn't exist.
That's a great point. For you to come back to the West Loop, to open in the West Loop right there, I mean, it's amazing for people, diners who are listening right now, or people don't know, Randolph Street at Halsted, between Halsted and now it seems like Racine, has just exploded in the last 5 years, where you've had restaurants, like we mentioned, Au Cheval, and now, you know, Rick Bayless just moved in.
Yeah.
Stephanie Eisert and her restaurants are in that area. The Nobu Hotel, or Nobu and the hotel every time you blink your eye, there's some sort of construction.
Yeah. What's it?
Yeah, here comes the McDonald's headquarters. I mean, for you to be do you like to be a part of that epicenter, or are you more of a guy who's like, you know what, I like where I like being in Humboldt Park, I like being off the beaten track. Which do you prefer?
I, I like both. I love it after getting like absolutely annihilated at One Fun, and then like going to my little like my cave at Bar Marta and enjoying an amazing pork chop and a glass of wine. And yeah, I like both. I don't really pay much attention to what's going around me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I understand like McDonald's is going up and like there's condos and there's cranes all over the place, but I don't really care where I am as long as there's people to come and eat the food and enjoy it. And it seems like both locations that's the case.
Austin Baker is the man behind the new restaurants, One Fun Chinese and Two Fun Chinese, the cocktail bar, him and his partner Ben Ruiz. He's also the man behind Bar Marta, and he also was involved with Hog Salt in opening Au Cheval. Austin, thanks so much for coming in. You got the big Chinese New Year celebration on Saturday. That's going to be at Two Fun, both places, right?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Check it out. Austin, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.